This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Tuesday, May 28th. Hope you had a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
Let me give it to you in a nutshell really quickly.
Okay.
All right, here's today's show. Stop drinking coffee. Hey, start drinking coffee. Put those sunglasses on for better sleep. All right, here's the deal. You're working too hard and too long. Don't eat that. It's giving you cancer. You're going to need a towel and a big kitchen shears. That's all.
All right.
There we go.
Are you intrigued?
Was that a good tease or what?
All right, here we go.
Let's talk about sunglasses in particular. There's been a lot of talk about when you're on your phone at night or any electronic device, that the blue light that comes out of it is actually what kind of messes up your circadian rhythm. This is why you can't fall asleep. So they actually wanted to say, is it possible for you to, you know, because a lot of the phones do have where they can turn the blue light down, but apparently there's still some light that's coming through. So there was a little experiment that went through, and he actually used some teenagers because, you know, they're apparently born with phones in their hands.
Who else is on their device all the time? Yeah.
And what they did is they said half of the group were instructed to refrain from using their smartphones 20 minutes before bedtime. Then the other group was allowed to use their phone all the way till within that 20 minutes, right. But they wore sunglasses that would block UV rays.
Uh-huh.
And what they found was 1 week after doing this, both groups fell asleep and woke up earlier than before the trial started.
So you can still use the phone if you have these little magic glasses on.
Yeah, they tend to think that this therapy may actually help with adults in helping them sleep better.
Okay.
But just in essence, that kind of is tells you that these rays the phones are putting into your eyes are really kind of keeping you awake.
Yeah. Well, and I think, have you ever fallen asleep in your glasses, though? That's what would happen to me, is they'd work, and I'd relax, and then next thing I know, they'd be smushed on my face.
Yeah. I remember doing that when I had glasses.
Yeah. And that's why I went to the plastic frames versus the wire ones.
Yeah, smart move.
Yeah.
Let's talk about smelling coffee. This is an interesting study that found out. It's more or less just for banter, but they say that there's a lot of people that there's more addictions than there are to, like, illegal drugs. An addiction could be food. An addiction could be something else. An addiction could be caffeine, which is a lot of coffee. And what these researchers wanted to know is there's some sort of distant communication between smelling and addiction. And what they found was that the more often they used coffee as an example, the more often somebody drank coffee, the quicker that person was able to recognize the odor of coffee, even if it was diluted or hard to detect. It's kind of like being an ex-smoker. You can smell someone smoking 20 miles away.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
And they say that they suggest that changes in the ability to detect smells could be a useful index in drug dependency. The authors said their works could lead to new methods of aversion therapy to treat addiction and other substance problems with a distinct smell.
So, excuse me. Can you smell this cocaine?
Yeah.
Can you smell it now?
Sniff
a little harder.
ask a lawyer that's done criminal law, and I guarantee you they will have a story of someone telling the judge under oath, "Oh, I didn't know it was cocaine. I was just smelling it to see if it was."
So stupid.
I wonder if that's ever
like
worked.
Really? Okay, sure. Let's talk about Mother Earth, because I think you're going to like this one here. Even if you're anti-Mother Earth, I don't know why you are, but anyways.
Get off my planet.
If you were to work 4 days a week, would you be willing to do that to save Mother Earth?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm answering for Janie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scientists have studied the connection between greenhouse gas emissions and the number of hours people work every week to determine how many hours per week our current climate can actually afford. This is just the current climate.
Right.
That they're saying is, it's kind of a shocking number. They say working less than 10 hours a week would just sustain our carbon footprint we are now.
That's kind
Which, obviously, that's not practical, but it does make you take things into consideration.
That's how bad things are right now.
That's really kind of just, I think, kind of where's the shock into it. They say a shorter work week with fewer people that commute to work would significantly reduce carbon emissions related to transportation. In their report, they say just increasing the transportation to work by just 1% could lead to a 1.46% decrease in carbon footprints. So it may not, it's a little bit, it's a start, and the report came out mainly to encourage employers perhaps maybe to do a little bit more telecommuting or even reduce workloads to 4 days a week. I worked at a job that had, instead of 5 8-hour days, you had 4 12-hour days. Yes, how it worked?
Four tens.
Yeah, four tens. I loved it. Because
I feel like I would love it.
It's just like this Memorial Day weekend. I actually feel refreshed because I had that extra day to do chores and then a day to de-stress and then one day to actually enjoy it. So
and I've worked at a job where you can basically work from home all the time, but you're on call all the time.
Right.
And that's actually more stressful.
Is it?
Because you never feel like you're really off, and you always feel like you're constantly having to prove that you're doing stuff because you're not around anybody. So I like this happy medium, and if I'm helping the planet in the process, then let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that here. Let's talk about your diet as well, which we did this morning. The common things that we know a lot about it is that poor diet can also increase your chances of developing cancer. Now there's a new report that says that actually fingers out two things that we should be including in our diet, which we generally are not based on the current trends, and that would be dairy products and whole grains.
A lot of people are just trying to get away from both of them, one for the gluten purposes and one for just dairy. It's like a lot of butter fat that you don't need. You know?
Absolutely. And they're saying that by cutting that out, you jump your cancer risks by over 5%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, add smoking, adding drinking, adding pollution in the air, blah, blah, blah. It can only add up to, increasing your chances of catching cancer. But what they said was back in 2015, the study said that it was called a suboptimal diet, which is consuming too much red meat, processed meat, and sugar-sweetened drinks, actually accounted for 80,000 new invasive cancer cases in the U.S. adults in 2015 alone.
Just those three things, and that's kind of the American diet.
It really is. You know? It's fast and convenient, and that's what kind of the problem is. And there's a lot of diets that talk about where you're just only supposed to restrict to low carbs, high protein, or whatever type of diets. But what they found with these is that 38.3% of all colorectal cancers increased because of the suboptimal diet, as well as almost a 26% increase in larynx cancers, as well as a 16% increase of diet-related cancers over just flat-out being obese. So what they're saying is that have a well-rounded diet.
Yeah, just have a balanced diet and don't be so extreme if you're trying to just maintain.
Well, be on the Atkins or the keto to get to the weight you want to get to. But when you're there, you need to go ahead and start introducing some whole foods that are well-rounded, at least to live longer. I mean, you worked that hard for it. And we found out drinking coffee when you wake up, you shouldn't be doing that. You should do it actually 3 hours after you wake up.
I can't imagine not making coffee before I get on the air with y'all. Like, hey, let's have a morning show and then drink coffee. so backwards.
It does seem backwards, but, I almost see that as kind of like your routine, that you're happy, not a religious moment, but, that kind of that moment where you're just with your coffee by yourself and no one's talking to you.
Oh, there's definite zen there. Zen. When I'm by myself and I take my first sip of coffee, it's like everything aligns.
Yeah.
Isn't the best part of waking up Folgers in your cup?
Yeah. Absolutely. Janie never vomits at home. Ask for a second cup at home. Remember that commercial? They found out that basically when you wake up, you tend to think you drink coffee to wake you up. But when you wake up, your body actually is doing it naturally with cortisol. That's the stress hormone that gets you going. And that kind of peaks for a while. And then about 3 hours after you're awake, that cortisol goes away. And that's where you could really use that caffeine.
So you've already got the natural boost from your own cortisol when you get up. Your body's going, hey, we're helping you out here.
Yeah.
So if you back off on the caffeine until the cortisol starts to go down, the next caffeine jolt, that first one, will really get you back up to where you want to be.
Yeah. So I feel like my cortisol hates me. It's never it's never going, hey, we're helping you out here. Instead, it's going, no thanks. Pass.
No pass on that one. So there you go here. And then we've learned about the Talkini, the must-have pool item for the summer of 2019.
I got to hand it to marketers and people that market this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations. Well, a Talkini.
It goes along the same lines as the $500 pair of jeans that are already stained with dirt.
It looks like something that a 10-year-old kid might have decided to do for fun when he was trying to show off for his mom by the pool.
So how many Halloween costumes started out with a towel and a hole for your head and arms?
Oh, absolutely. This is what the Talkini is. Essentially, it's a towel with leg holes and head hole in it.
Uh-huh.
It's worn over your swimsuit, so don't go au naturel. And it lets you lay on the beach or on your pool chair with your torso covered and your limbs exposed, and you can even turn around if you want to get your back kind of suntanned if you'd like. They say it's $200 to get one, so I won't be getting one for the summer.
We have pictures on the website. You might want to see what a Talkini looks
so
like.
It's so weird. It's not remotely what I expected. Chris described it the best. It's like those cards from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, from the Queen's Guard from Alice in Wonderland.
It's yeah.
Like what the Three Musketeers used to
so
dress
weird.
Like.
Yeah.
Know?
But it's like what you said, Storm. I mean, what if you... At first, I thought you were supposed to just keep wearing it, and then I thought, what if you get in the pool? It's going to be heavy and soaking wet.
It would drag it to the bottom, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It is kind of weird, but you know what? It's out there. So
we found him wrapped in a Talkini at the
bottom. If someone buys one, please post a picture of it on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. We won't make fun of it at all. Coming up, and that's our show for today, Tuesday, May 28th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC ya.
Bye. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.